Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. I know you all heard that song. Everything is going to be all right. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. As long as we got King Jesus, everything is going to be all right. This is Evangelist Kim Henderson of Setting the Captives Free. How are you all doing out there on the worldwide internet? It is an honor. It is a privilege to be able to come on the air and give you all what we feel the Lord has given us. Well, tonight, you all get ready, get ready. We're back with Arthur Jimmy Uman. He's back talking about a life balance. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss it. You've got time to call up a neighbor, call up a friend, text them, Facebook them. Whatever you need to do, let them know that Setting the Captives Free is on the air. Hallelujah. Well, we're gonna talk about balance. We left off last week, so Jimmy is going to come back tonight, and he's going to give you some more meat about how you need to have a life balance in Christ Jesus. Now, Mr. Jimmy Emmons, he is an author of several books, including his newest release, Embracing the Beauty of Balance, which you all can go to www.amazon, and you can purchase the book there. But he is in his 35th year of marriage to his beautiful wife, Suzanne. Hallelujah. Glory. And he also is the father of two successful adult children. Yes, he is. And he has been duly commissioned as minister for the specialized end time ministry. Balance. I bet you didn't know you could get so much out of the word balance. But I'm telling you, stay tuned and you're going to listen and you're going to hear why it is so important to have a life balance, especially in these end times. Deacon Simmons serves locally at Maranatha Church as chairman of the deacon board. Hallelujah. So I want you all to just get ready. We're going to go on prayer first, and then without any further ado, I'm going to bring them in. Because last week the time just went. We even had a caller that asked a question. So we're going to try to address that on tonight. But, Father God, we just thank you, we praise you, we honor you, and we bless your holy name. We thank you, Father God, for this is truly the night that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we come before you this night, asking you to give understanding, enlighten the hearers, Lord God, Give them revelation knowledge of how their lives need to be balanced for these end times. And we thank you, Father God, that this word that is going to go forth on tonight will go forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside force in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Father God, for what you're going to do. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Hallelujah. Mr. Jimmy, are you there?
I'm here.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. This is so exciting tonight. We're going with this part two of this interview with you. And you had so much to say about balance on last week. But, you know, one of the things that really spoke to me is how you talked about your dad, how your dad was such an influence, how he was a mentor. You didn't have to look for anybody else to be that influence or that mentor. It was your dad. And I thought that was so exciting how your dad put all of that inside of you, like those good ingredients that a person uses to make a nice buttery pound cake. He put all that inside of you. And I'm really excited about what you're going to say on tonight. I'm not going to do a whole lot of talking because we need for you to let us know how we can live a life full of balance in today's world. So you know what? It's all yours.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Kim, for having me today on your show, tonight on your show. It's always a pleasure to be invited back to a place again. I really like the name of your show, Setting the Captives Free, and I think that's what balance is about, getting freedom in every area of life where we can have the maximum impact on the kingdom of God. You know, so, yes. So I think we left off last week trying to answer a question. I think I'm going to answer that very quickly and then move forward. I think that Lisa Taylor asked a question about, you know, how can you bring balance in a family when there's maybe only one parent that's there? And I began to answer that question, but we didn't quite finish it. So I'm just going to give a short answer. One of the ways I believe that we can bring balance to a family, even just a one single parent home, is when we teach our children to obey their children, their mother and father, and when they're young. And I was using Ephesians 6 to talk about that. And so I believe that because of some of the ills in society, I believe that many of the ills of society today is based on that one particular thing, that children are not trained to honor their parents. Because the Bible says if you do that, it'll go well with them, and also they'll live long upon the earth. And we're not seeing that happening with a lot of the young children. I mean, there's too many cases where children are dying off, and a lot of different other things are going on. And I think it's really specifically tied to children who have not been taught how to honor their parents. I said last week that you can honor your parents. You should. Even if your parents are not in the home, even if they're dead, you know, you can still, the responsibility for a child to honor their parents, the responsibility for me, myself, to honor my father and my mother is still my responsibility, even though they are gone on. And so the thing of it is, it's not all the bad things they've done. If you want to live a life, a good, successful life, I believe that's one of the places we need to start. I know there's a lot of other things that I can say about that. But if you really study out Ephesians 6, I believe that can really – we need, as believers, I believe that we need to get back to the basis of honoring our parents, because the Bible said that's the first commandment with promise. And so there's a lot more I can say about that, but I'm going to move from that right now and get into something else. But that's just a short, direct, biblical answer to the question. It's not the whole answer, but it's for believers, we need to always get back to the basics. And when you get back to the basics, then you can move forward in the things that God has for us. I noticed that you had in the promo, you said, you know, is your life balanced? You simply asked the question there. And that's a really pretty powerful question, you know, to ask, you know, is your life balanced? And so I believe there's other questions that need to be asked even before that question even get answered, but I believe that that is a question that every person should ask themselves. okay? You know, is my life balanced? But most people can answer that question anyway. You know, they know where their life is not quite what it should be, and where it's off kilter and what have you. But there are I believe that balance is not, it isn't an achievable goal. Okay, it's an achievable goal.
Okay,
and it's also a maintainable goal. So it's one thing to achieve balance, but then it's yet another thing to maintain that thing. You know, I think I mentioned even last week that it's balance is not a one time act, but it's a lifetime of continuous act.
Okay,
you know, okay. So we're gonna have to if we want to get our life in balance, but we want to keep our life in balance. And so that's a process, you know. And so in order to do that, I think we have to do what the Bible has asked us to do, or what I noticed in the Psalm, David asked the Lord to search him to see if there be any wicked thing in him, you know.
Wow.
And that's a good. That's good that we ask the Lord to do that. But in the New Testament, in 1 Corinthians 11:28, you know, we use this for the communion all the time, but it says, "Let a man examine himself," and so that's we need to do both, you know. So we do have the freedom to examine ourselves, because God created us a free moral agent, and we can examine ourselves through the Word and to see if we be in the faith and see in the areas in life where we're not balanced. So is your life balanced? You know, the Bible is full of balanced scriptures that can help bring balance to our lives. You know, it's full of scriptures that we can bring balance to our life. You know, and you know, when I began to write about balance, I mean, the scriptures just opened up with just a plethora of just almost every scripture I could see balance in it. You know what I'm saying? I was like, man, you know, it just the way the Lord opened that up. You know, for instance, like Psalms 138:8, it says, "God will perfect that which concerns me." That's a balance scripture.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Psalms 119:165 said, "Great peace have they which love their law, and none shall offend them." That's a balanced scripture. You know, it says, "Wait upon the Lord, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." That's a balanced scripture.
That's a balanced scripture.
That's a balanced scripture.
But when you say that's a balanced scripture, can you break that down? Why are you saying that's a balanced scripture?
I can break that down, but before let's do it like this here.
Okay.
There. When you look at balance as a single subject matter is a huge subject matter, but its balance itself is part of an even larger narrative. So what I mean by that? Well, you have to look at balance in the context of walking, all right? And so
Okay. Normally
when we talk about walking, we generally talk about life or how you're living, how's your walk. You know, that's generally associated with living. You know, and we associate that with, you know, just in everyday talk, and certainly the Bible talks about walking in the Spirit, everything it has to do with life. But in order to walk, there's three things, Kim, that you need to be able to walk. And the first little thing is strength. The second thing is confidence. And the third thing is balance. Now, we can state it like this in an equation form. Okay, strength plus confidence plus balance equals walking.
Mm.
Now, if any one of those things are missing to some degree, Tim, what's going to happen is that you're going to have difficulty walking. But if any one of those things are completely missing, you cannot walk at all. You cannot walk without strength. You cannot walk without confidence. And you cannot walk without balance. And remember last week we talked about balance and order are interchangeable terms. Anything out of balance is out of order, and anything out of order is out of balance. And so so we have to look at those three things that we need to walk. And so to answer your question, in Isaiah 40:31 say, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." Well, there it is. Strength is one of the things that the Bible talks about. You know, if you wait upon the Lord, you shall renew your strength.
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Strength is important. And you know, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You know, the mount wings of the eagle, you know, run and not be weary and walk and not faint. There it is. Whoa, it's right there. It's a battle scripture. Okay.
Okay.
But, you know, but in studying that, even that one particular verse, we will say, but they wait upon the Lord. You know, the Lord always contrasts words with me for clarity. But that word wait could be, he had me to substitute the word wait for serve. And that's what that is. So if you read the scripture like this, you say, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You can read it like this here, but they that serve the Lord shall wait upon their strength. Because, see, when you wait, you serve, and when you serve, you wait. Give you an example. When you go into a restaurant, when you go into a restaurant, who comes to your table?
The waiter.
A waiter or a waitress, depending on their gender. All right?
Right.
And what do? They serve you.
They serve you. Come on now.
They serve you. And so so that's just one scripture. You know, if you ask me to expound on that, that's a bound scripture. Philippians 4:13 is a bound scripture. That's Paul, where it talks about the one thing he did. I'm going to read that scripture later on, but before I do
okay.
that, Proverbs 23 and 23 is the bound scripture. It says, buy the truth and sell it not. Now, if you're going to walk in truth, you need the truth, but you need to buy it. and you need to buy it. It said, buy the truth and sell it not. That's Proverbs 23 and 23. And so I know I spent a little time on that, but I'm going to spend a little bit more time on Philippians 4 and 13 just a minute here. But if you want to is your life balanced, we need to go back to the basics and just look at all the things that the Lord has laid out for us that we can walk in balance. Okay, so to proper answer, I mean, the question that you asked, is your life balanced? We have to go back and look at the definition the working definition that God is giving for balance, and that definition is this here. Balance is simply the ability to apply the right amount of weight of four things: time, effort, and energy, and resources to a matter, any matter. And so, if we're gonna examine and ask and see if our lives are in balance, we have to look at those four components that balance consists of: time, effort, energy, and resources. So I just want to speak very briefly to the first aspect of it, which is time. Remember last week we said that time, effort, energy, and resources is TEAR. That's the acronym we gave for those four words. Let's look at time. I believe time, we have to examine, Kim, our time, time expenditures, where we're spending our time. Time is a linear commodity, as we spell it out in the book. So I'm just going to give you six quick little things that we need to do to help us to gauge our time and understand the importance of time and why we need to do that in order to bring balance to our lives, okay, when we examine our lives. Well, the first thing we need to do, we need to have a whole and make whole and to have, hold, and maintain a healthy grasp of time from three different perspectives. And those three different perspectives is past times, the present time, and future time.
Mm.
And why is that important? That's important that we do that. In Ecclesiastes 8 and 5, it says, a wise man's heart discerns both time and judgment. So we need to be discerning about time. Getting to Philippians 3:13, what Paul was talking about here, he said, this is what Paul says. Paul said that this one thing I do, you know, forgetting, right, the past,
right.
Okay, and then he's saying reaching forward to the things that are in front of me and pressing towards what's in front of me, which is the future. What Paul did was doing when he said the one thing that he did was really three things wrapped up in one thing, because he was always forgetting, that represents the past. He was always reaching, that represents the present. And he was always pressing on the mark of the high calling. That's the future.
That's the future.
And so Paul,
wow.
Paul had a right perspective of time and all those perspectives. So we need to do that too. We need to deal with time, you know. We need to deal with time from that perspective, because it's important that we have that right perspective, you know, when we're dealing with time. We want to. Why is that important? Well, first of all, you need to know that God is not holding your past against you. He's forgiving you for it, right? So
yes,
we don't need to hold ourselves. We don't need to hold ourselves hostage of our past. We need to have the right perspective of our past. You know, we need to. God loves your future, and you should too, because He got a great one planned for you. So we need to have a good grasp on our future. God loves your future, and you should too if you're in Christ. But then God is also big on your now, which is your present. It's where we live at, right? Okay. And so because what we do now will affect your future, good or bad. Right now, what you're doing right now will affect your future, you know. And so that's just one thing that I just want to leave with. You know, we need to have the right perspective of time from all three perspectives, the past, the present, and the future. The second thing I want to just mention very quickly is that we need to eliminate the fear out of the time factor. Why? Because time is never an issue for God. He created time, right? And so a lot of people fear time. They fear what's going to happen. They fear, you know, their attachment to the past. They fear for the present. They fear right now, and they even fear about what's going to happen in the future. But we need to eliminate the fear out of the time factor, because time is never an issue for God. He created time. So when we go to God, we always bring time. When we go to God, He circumvents time, okay? And we bring a time issues. And God, we bring an eternal aspect to time. And another thing I want to talk about is just the third thing is always think of time as a commodity, because it is. Time is a linear commodity, which means that it can only be used when it's given, you know? And so we need to, time is a critical component, you know, to achieving balance. So therefore, you know, we need to always think of time as an investment. And the way that you do you have to ask yourself, you have to ask yourself, you know, how am I utilizing my time right now? You know, am I wasting time or am I investing time? Because only two things. You either invest in time or you're wasting time.
You're right.
You know,
you're right.
Those are only two things. You know, and then so and the fourth thing I just want to speak about just to time is never allow the process to frustrate your faith in anything that you do.
Wait. Now, when you say the process, you're talking about whatever you're going through to get to, in other words, like with Joseph, he had to go through the process. Is that what you're talking about?
Go through the process. Yes, that's a process. But you know what? Everything in life is a process. I'm going to tell you why. Everything in life is a process, because everything about life involves processes. The processes involve two things, Kim. It involves time and order. When you look at a process, that's what it involves, time and order. And so from a biblical and spiritual perspective, your faith always has to be part of the process. The time factor should never be separated from the faith factor, and the faith factor should never be separated from the time factor. It's very important that you understand that you never allow the process of anything to frustrate your faith in anything that you do. And that's a great way to bring balance to your life in that way. Let me talk about another fifth thing. You know what? Why time is critically important. So it's man's ultimate destiny to go beyond time. Jesus said, you know, in Matthew, that we're going to have
I'm still here. I'm listening.
Yeah.
We have a caller. I think I have to. Yeah, it's a caller on the line.
Okay, go ahead. Well, okay, we can go with that.
Hello? We have a caller on the line. Is that you, Trent?
That's me. That's me. How you guys?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. How
Give
y'all
me
doing?
That
I'm
Trent
just
on the line.
Oh, Trent. My man Trent. How you doing, man?
I'm blessed, man. I'm listening to your astute teachings over this radio show. And one thing you said, man, that really clicked with me, man, is when we go into the restaurant and what is the waiter doing? She's serving you or he's serving you. You know,
exactly.
so many people get confused about waiting on the Lord. They think that waiting just means to sit around and don't make a move, you know, not to get up and not to go forth and what you're reaching for, man. But you put it so perfectly, the waiter is serving. So while you waiting, serve the Lord and continue to seek what you're going after, man, in Christ. And and God will deliver that thing to you, but you got to move, you know.
You got to move, man. Waiting is not. You're right, Trent, man. Waiting is not passivity, it's activity.
I just wanted to let you, man, that ministered to me real deeply, man. That meant something. I know it touched a lot of other people over the airwaves. And I'm enjoying what I'm hearing, you know, especially with Apostle Kim, my good friend there. So she always puts on a good show, man. Have some very great anointed people on setting the captives free, and I'm enjoying the show all the time, and definitely a great woman of God there, setting captives free with the show. I like that. Yeah,
you may. Well, you know what? I really thank you for sending Mr. Jimmy to me, because he is deep. I'm telling you, he's giving some stuff. He's giving us some meat. We ain't dealing with no milk. We got some meat.
That's a profound brother.
Yes, he is, and I thank God for him, because you wouldn't have never thought when he talked the way he talks about balance. And I'm telling you, it's like it's not enough time. I got to bring him back again because he has so much in him. We just touching the tip of the iceberg. It's awesome. He's just an awesome man of God, and God has truly called him to give the people a revelation knowledge about how it's so important for us to be balanced in this end time, and how we use that word balance, and we can put it into our Christian lives. So I'm like, you know what? He is just really, I took so many notes, and I be sitting there, my mouth be hanging open, and I be like, wait a minute, what did you say? But he really, we thank God for you. I thank God for you, Trent, for you letting me know about this awesome man of God.
Yes.
We haven't even gotten into his other book.
Yes, he's a mighty man of God. Amen.
All these books, and we just on balance.
Yeah, he got several books, so you can imagine. You can imagine how deep it is. So he's definitely an anointed man, and it's an honor sitting here listening to his teaching and everything. Because I'm definitely seeking in everything, and everybody that's listening, man, this is a deep brother, and I definitely suggest you all go buy the book and listen to him and follow him on his Facebook and everything, because he got some knowledge for y'all in Christ.
And you know what? Another thing about him, he know how to take it. It's deep, but he know how to take it and get it where you can understand it. Because all you got to do is ask him. He breaks it down. I'm like, you know what? You have to break that down to me. He does it. I'll be like, oh. So it's really good. It's really good. And then we got about a minute and 38 seconds. So I just want to give it back to you so you can let people know how they can get in contact with you and where they can get the book and how they can go to your Facebook page. So let them know that.
Okay, well, you can purchase my book on go to Amazon.com and just type in either Embracing the Beauty Balance or either just Jimmy Emmons, JimmyEmmons, and you can get it there or go to my Facebook page and support me there. And you know, but balance is a business. And, you know, so balancing your life or our lives is your business. You know, so we need to take care of our business, and a business always evaluate themselves. And so we need to step back and do an honest assessment on just what we're talking about tonight, your time expenditures and how we're balancing our lives. And so that's So it's I know we don't have we're just about out of time here, but there's always so much to say, so much to do. But balance is a message for the earth, and I know God has given me that as a message, he's given me to as a mandate, and he's also given me a methodology on how to go about teaching this here, because what can be shaking will be shaking, but only the ones who are in balance will be able to stand when everything else is falling around them. And balance is an end time message for the world. at large, but for the church specifically. And we
Amen.
Don't have to end right there. Amen.
Amen.
So
Amen. And we thank you. We thank you, Arthur Jimmy Emmons. Emmons. We thank you for the revelation that you gave us on balance, and we're just glad to bring you back again. I think maybe next Saturday, you know, so you can continue if you're available. But we really thank you, and those of you all that listen to Setting the Captives Free, you'll be able to hear us again every Thursday at 9:45 p.m. on Gospel 1570 AM WBGX Chicago. Hallelujah. And you can hit me up on Facebook. Just go to www.facebook.com/ Setting the Captives Free Radio. We just want to let you all know that we love you, and if nobody has told you that they love you, we love you. Stay strong in the Lord and make sure you're living a life of balance. In Jesus' name, bye-bye.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Amen. Be balanced.
Bye.